It was in August last year that I had a burden to give a word for Donald Trump. And I never had that before. Then in October, out of nowhere, I was invited to the inaugural Faith Summit in Atlanta. It was the first gathering of Donald Trump's Faith Advisory Board since the last administration. Donald Trump was going to be there. They had asked for a few of those faith leaders they invited to speak, and they asked me to speak. And he wasn't there at the beginning, but they had put me at the end, actually, so he would be there. He came in, and he was there when I spoke. Well, I didn't say all that I would have said, but in the time I had to condense it to 3 minutes. And I believe there's more to this, but afterwards, he came on stage, and they called us up on the stage, and I met the president. Do you want to see the picture? Okay. It's me and Donald. I don't know. I wasn't thinking. I put my arm around. I wasn't thinking this is the president. This is eight days before he's going to be elected president. Someone had a said that they were out in the people with the people, and they said that God told, the Spirit said, when I came up, you got to record this. So they put up their cell phone and recorded it. They put it online and went viral. If you want to see it, it's taken from back, but you'll get a little taste. So if we have that there, we can run that.
You were born on June 14th, 1946. From ages past, it was appointed that on that day, a scripture would be recited throughout the world. The scripture that was appointed for the day of your birth spoke of the bringing of God's vessel, a trumpet, into the world. President Trump, you were born into the world to be a trumpet of God, a vessel of the Lord in the hands of God. God called you to walk according to the template. He called you according to the template of Jehu, the warrior king. He called Jehu to make his nation great again. Jehu came to the capital city with an agenda to drain the swamp. Jehu forged an alliance with the religious conservatives of the land, so it was your destiny to do the same. To come to power, Jehu had to prevail against the nation's former first lady. So to come to power, you had to prevail against the nation's former first lady. Jehu overturned the cult of Baal by which children were sacrificed. So God chose you to overturn America's cult of Baal, Roe versus Wade, by which millions of babies were sacrificed. And you set it in motion on a day that was appointed from ancient times to cause a nation to turn away from its sin. There are so many mysteries to your life. But before you were born, God ordained that you would walk into his destiny. And that if he should now bring you to the height of power, it will be for his glory. It will be the last act and maybe America's last chance of redemption. But for that to happen, you must seek him with all your heart. Follow him with all your might. Jehu was born to make his nation great again by turning it back to God. So were you. America can only be great again if America turns back to God. You are a trumpet of God, and the trumpet can only fulfill its purpose if it's filled with the breath of the one who holds it up and blows through it. God is the one who lifted you up, and he wills that you be filled with the breath of his Spirit. God is calling you to go all out for God, for him. And if you do, then what follows will be the greatest and most glorious part. Then you will do what no president has ever done. You will be the vessel God used to bring America back, to touch history and to change the world. For the Lord has spoken. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. Now arise and shine, for your light is come, and the glory of the Lord has risen.
And I strongly believe that this could be the last chance. And the only way America can be not lost is through revival, only revival. And we need to pray for the president that God will touch him and have his way, and that he will this time go all out for God. And we need to pray for revival as never before, because only that can save the future. Let us commit to that.